Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's time for Carl to recreate some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT, that's 1-888-924-8924, or send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can do your Christmas shopping at the NPR shop. Check out the new daily Wait Wait quiz and download the weekly podcast of Wait Wait Don't Tell Me. Hi, you're on Wait Wait Don't Tell Me.
Hi, I'm Chris. I'm calling from Staten Island.
Hey, how are things in Staten Island?
They're pretty good. They're pretty good.
The most unspoiled of New York's boroughs.
That's right, with the forgotten borough.
The forgotten borough, yeah. So what do you do there?
By day, I'm a technical writer, and by night, I play banjo in a jug band.
That's such a great Staten Island thing to do.
Staten Island is the jug band capital of New York City. Yeah.
I love the indigenous music of Staten Island.
That's right.
Well, welcome to the show, Chris. Now, you're going to play Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle will read you three quotes from this week's news.
Okay.
If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, Carl will record the greeting on your home answering machine.
All right, I'm excited.
All right. Here is your first quote.
Anoint me, for I am the anti-Rumsfeld.
That was Fred Kaplan in Slate summarizing the message of a man who very much impressed the Senate Armed Services Committee this week. Who?
That would be Mr. Gates.
Yes, Robert Gates. The defense yep, he got it right. The defense secretary nominee went before the Senate this week, where he faced tough questions like, will you be my best friend forever? And did it hurt when you fell from heaven? So once the senators finished screaming and trying to rip his clothes off, they voted to approve Gates, went on to the full Senate, approved 98-2. Still, as Fred Kaplan pointed out, after Donald Rumsfeld, a potted plant would have gotten unanimous approval from that committee. All right, very good. Here is your next quote.
First, we depose the prime minister and his corrupt cronies. Then we dissolve parliament and shut down police headquarters. Then we go hang with those wacky Americans who are playing that stupid game where everybody eats rice and dirt.
That was the Toronto Star. It was imagining the thoughts of a coup leader in a Pacific Island nation this week. What country?
Oof. Philippines?
No. It was just one of those cute little countries. It's one of those countries we didn't even know they had a military. Isn't that adorable?
I think I need more clothes.
It's so sad. What if your country has a coup and nobody notices?
I'm completely blanking.
It's not your fault. It's their fault for not having a better publicist. It's Fiji, the island of Fiji. In fact, it's the fourth military takeover in Fiji in 30 years. And in what must have been a comfort to the populace, the coup took place as CBS's Survivor was filming its 14th series in Fiji. That's probably why the prime minister was informed that he no longer held power by Jeff Probst walking up to him and extinguishing his torch. All right. Now, you still can win by getting this last one correct. Here is your last quote.
It's also been 2 years since I've even celebrated my birthday, and I probably did take my newfound freedom a little too far. Anyway, thank God for Victoria's Secret's new underwear line.
That was a young woman. Speaking out in her blog, she said she was taking the advice of the entire world, as well as, we presume, any extraterrestrial race monitoring our media, to please, for God's sake, put on some underwear, young lady. Who are we talking about?
Man, you guys came up with the hard questions for me. Paris Hilton?
She was with Paris Hilton. That's the problem.
She got fashion advice from Paris Hilton.
Yeah, she was taking fashion advice from Paris Hilton. She did it once, and then, oops, she did it again.
Okay. I'd have to say Britney Spears.
Yes, you're right.
Now, how does everyone know that Britney Spears didn't have underwear on?
Well, let me tell you the story. Just a few weeks after getting divorced from, what was his name? That guy, former teen idol Britney Spears, fell under the spell of Paris Hilton, who is exactly like those people your mom warned you about, only skankier. So judging from paparazzi photos, Paula, taken as she got out of a car, Ms. Hilton apparently induced her to stay out late and drink and not wear any underpants.
I still don't see the angle that they could have been shooting from that they would see
she didn't have underwear on. So they didn't need much of an angle.
Oh, is that true?
You know, you'd think if you just broke up with your husband and you're about to enter a bitter divorce, which includes children and custody and all that, that you would maybe go out of your way not to be photographed without underpants on.
Well, that's what you would do, Tom. Anyway, this week, Ms. Spears admitted on her blog that she, quote, probably went too far and that in the future she'll be hanging out with people who are more wholesome than Paris Hilton, such as, for example, the actual whore of Babylon.
Well, if it's only underwear that, you know, makes people think that you're, you know, on the up and up and that you're living a holy moral life, then I'm good. Because I wear a thick, high-waisted, cottony brief.
Carl, how did Chris do on our show?
Chris did well enough, Peter. Chris had two correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on his home answering machine.
Well done, Chris. Congratulations.